382 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 382. And for the second song, turn to song number 44. Song number 44.
Thank you.
Song number 50.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be in the house of God with the friends of God and singing the songs of Zion and being blessed already this evening. We've got a full evening here, and we're not planning to run you over time, but we'll try and not be long here with the devotional. You know, Mother's Day has many meanings for all of us, and one especially poignant memory I have is an ordination that took place here on Mother's Day some years ago. And have to think of that different times. So different things can happen on this very day. Just a few words here. In the day that we're living, in our Sunday school lesson we talked about this morning, and we are living in perilous times, but God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. I'd like to just relate a little story that took place, or that I became acquainted with on our trip to Belize last fall. And thinking of the words of this song too, I don't know where this song is found, that God will take care of you, not is not the one that's in our hymnal. There's a phrase in it that says, his promise is true. He will not forget you. God is still on the throne. So while we're traveling, or visiting there in Belize, we got better acquainted with this one young family that was there, and we were visiting them at their house a little, maybe in separate shifts. Will and I were there a time or two, and I was tremendously impressed with what this particular young couple had experienced. They had to move rather quickly, and they ended up out in a pretty large field, maybe a tract of land, about 40 acres, it seems to me it was, or is. And they were in such a push to get moved that they moved into this field, and the only thing they had over them, besides some walls that weren't finished, was a roof. No electricity. And, you know, the natural habitat of Belize doesn't really look super inviting and friendly altogether if you're not prepared to survive. And I had to think of this young family that was in that situation with at least one or two small children, sleeping at a place like that without electric, without lights. Or just, you know, they probably had some lanterns and things like that. However, I imagine it got pretty dark at night. The testimony came out of that was, I thought, really amazing. I just wanted to share it with you. So there was this group of men that was out there, and I don't know what they were doing in proximity to this place at night. Were they hunting or just where they were? This place is probably at least 100 yards off the highway, and they could see there was no electricity. But there was a light. The light, the way I remember, just sat on the peak of the house, a light. And they looked at this, and they could see there was no electric. They wondered, where is the light coming from? So evidently they said something later to this young man that was there. And no, there was no light. So what was this light? I feel like it probably was just God's way of showing that there are his children living here in this place, and to respect it, to show you what kind of a place they're living in there. While they were living there, they had a cat come out of the, I don't know what, the bushes or wherever it came, and it tackled the turkey. Now, this turkey probably did not have a real long life ahead of it, but this young man was not ready yet for it to happen right then, and he got that turkey away from the cat, and it survived. I think it was still living when we were there. Like I say, I think it may have had a short future in mind. But so, you know, God is there to take care of his children. He's there to take care of us. So let's take that promise with us as we think, as we face this week, and taking the songs of Zion with us, and the sword of the shield, the word of God, and all those things. Let's turn to number 464, just to sing a song a little bit in relation with this. In your Christian hymnal, 464, trust him. Fear not, for God the Father thy secret sorrow knows. 464.
Trust him in joy and shame, trust him in
Those of you that can, while we stand for prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight for your calm assurance in our hearts and lives. Lord, I just pray that you would meet our needs here this evening, that we would be invigorated, inspired, and blessed for being here, and that you would be praised and honored. Bless us all as we participate in the singing. Those who have special messages to share, you would enable them as well. We just thank you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. All right, I think we're going to have all our children come forward to sing and just line up here in the front. And I think Sister Caitlin Burke will be leading them in a few numbers. All right.
Bye.
Song number 64. And this time, Leandra will have a group.
This one is in honor of Grandma. She requested that we sing this one. And then the second song is What the Lord Has Done in Me.
Dwelling place forever. sing salvation songs. Jesus Christ has set me free.
After this, we're going to have Miss Adriana have her second grade come up here. I got a text just this evening saying there's a request for two songs from your group, the Eagle Song and I'd Rather Have Jesus. Is that going to be okay, Adriana? Very good. So after this song, we'll have you come up. And I'd also just like to say I appreciated the multi-generational picture of the group that was here just before us. And all of you young people should realize that there's at least a 99% chance of you learning how to sing with the right opportunities. And we're trying to give you some of those opportunities. And we want you to share your efforts in the kingdom with us. It's beneficial to us and to you. There is beauty all around when there's love at home.
So
there is beauty all around where there's love at home. There is joy in every sound where
I guess there's a chance that some of our young people don't even know that song, because when Kevin was thinking of a song tonight, I said, well, maybe they could sing this one with the chorus. And the young man that was there said, I don't know the song. So maybe you had a chance to learn it. Okay, let's have this Miss Adriana's class come forward, please.
The next song, let's turn to song number 459 in the church hymnal. And after this, Hugh's group will come up. Song number 459.
Can I feel his presence here? Good evening, everyone. We'll be singing two songs tonight, In Christ Alone and If My People.
I've got one if you don't, but I'm just giving you a chance. 203 in the Christian hymnal. We'll work till Jesus comes. This is one place where the English is ahead of the German. A lot of times German has a better rendition on some things, but this one says we'll work till Jesus comes, and the German says we'll wait till Jesus comes. All right. I think Jedediah, your family's going to have a number for us, or two. We'll have that right after this, okay? And maybe just to keep things moving here, we'll just sing 1, 2, and 4.
I guess we're going to sing 2 songs tonight. It's an English song. We don't have a title for it, but well, I guess we'll sing and you'll find out. And then the other song, I don't know what it's called either. So you're going to find both of them out. Okay, Children of the Kingdom, yeah. Yeah, we can sing that version.
Children of the kingdom, living on the earth, called to present the truth and life and worth, light in the darkness, pure and distinct, lighting up the way that leads to the King. We are strangers, not of this world, from a higher kingdom, called to spread the word, ambassadors from heaven, representing Christ. We are a holy nation, children of the light. We are the only Bible the world may ever read. The lives we live must match up to the words that we teach. We must be one with Jesus in all that we do, so that his love can be seen in me and you. We are strangers, not of this world. spread the word, ambassadors from heaven, representing Christ. We are a holy nation, children of the light. Yes, we are a holy nation, children of the light.
Children never will grow hungry anymore.
Someday, we know not when time on earth is done, and those redeemed from every land will all become as one, with voices of all ages praising God the Three in One. And there will be a bright new morning over there. There'll be a bright new world for us to share. Someday a bright new way will break up on the shore. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day
of rejoicing that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day
of rejoicing that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout and shout the victory.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout and shout the victory.
Let's have the chorus.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I want to be more than a Sunday meeting Christian. I want to every day and saying amen to the preacher is fine. If all the week I look when I shine, I want to be more than a Sunday go to meeting Christian. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Sort of a new song. It's one that has meant a lot to me over the years, but we don't sing it very often. I know recently we sang it with an older chorus group up here, and one of my children said they don't actually know that song very well. So it takes me back into time quite a few years. Anyway, we'll sing it tonight. I don't know how it'll go. I think maybe we practice it once or so. Recently.
When my life is
They'll stay and hang on there. Kevin's are getting ready to move soon, and so there are big changes ahead of us. You know, I realized that this afternoon while I was taking it easy, why some of you got together and did some work in preparation for this service, and I just want to thank you for it. You know, there are tremendous distractions for you young people, but there are great opportunities. And I would just, for the record, like to tell you this. A lot of work has been done in pointing you in a good direction. Follow that direction. Listen to your parents. Listen to what our ministers have to say. And do your part in the kingdom of heaven. I know we're late this evening. Just one verse yet of Each Step I Take. I'd like to sing that with you. After that, we're going to turn it over to the ministers. Oh,
each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand he leads the way. And with each breath thy whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day.
God bless you all.